Welcome to topic 11, organic male and female relationships. This topic is about honor, wisdom, confidence, boundaries, and agape love in relationships between organic males and organic females. This is not a dating course. It is a Christian growth topic for family, church, work, ministry, friendship, leadership, and community life. An organic male is a God-designed male human called to live in Christ with honor, humility, strength, tenderness, self-control, wisdom, responsibility, and agape love. An organic female is a God-designed female human called to live in Christ with honor, wisdom, strength, tenderness, courage, self-respect, relational maturity, and agape love. These phrases must not become stereotypes. Organic male confidence is not domination, emotional hardness, sexual entitlement, or control. Organic female confidence is not passivity, beauty performance, people pleasing, romantic desperation, or shame. Both men and women are God-designed humans. Both are image bearers. Both are neighbors to love. Both are called to live before God with truth, grace, courage, and humility. In Christ, men and women are not enemies. They are not objects. They are not projects. They are not threats to manage. They are brothers and sisters who are called to honor one another. This matters because many people carry fear, confusion, wounds, attraction, awkwardness, suspicion, or past disappointment into male-female interactions. Some become guarded, some become flirtatious, some become controlling, some become cold, some become overly eager to please, some avoid men or women altogether. People skill confidence helps us slow down and ask a better question. Not how do I impress this person, not how do I protect myself from every awkward feeling, not how do I get approval, but what does agape love look like here? Agape love seeks the true good of another person before God. That means I can be warm without being manipulative. I can be respectful without being fearful. I can notice attraction without being ruled by it. I can set boundaries without suspicion. I can speak kindly without sending confusing signals. I can honor the other person as a God-designed human. Jesus treated men and women with truth, tenderness, holiness, and courage. He saw people clearly. He did not reduce them to their past, their body, their usefulness, their status, or their social role. This week, you will practice seeing men and women as whole organic humans in Christ. Reflection question: where do you most need Christ-shaped wisdom in your relationships with men or women? Gentle next step: in one male-female interaction this week, practice honor by slowing down, listening well, and asking, what would agape love look like here?